It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening from Harpersville Central School, home of the Section 4 defending Class D champion Harpersville Lady Hornets basketball team. They're going to be debuting their MAC schedule this year tonight with a game against another team that's got good aspirations for the 2011-2012 season. And that is the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats. Bobcats come in at 1-1, just taking part over the weekend in the Sherburne Earlville tournament. Tell you more about that. And Harpersville, just one game under their belt, and that was all the way back to December 2nd, a big win over Johnson City. And then the lights went out, and we'll tell you more about that. It is high school basketball on your Tri-County Heartbeat and your local sports leader, WCDO, from Harpersville. BG and Harpersville debuting their MAC seasons tonight. And it's all brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on the tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara, located on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, service, sales, and daily rentals, backed by expert service. It's Chambers and O'Hara wishing the coaches, players, and fans of both teams in tonight's game all the best. We'll be back to take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth. I know these teams probably more than I know any of the other schools as far as the ladies go, because two strong programs year in and year out. One big gun is gone and one big gun is back. We'll tell you more about that as Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show gets underway here on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Greg, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me, one for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me, one for them, a few more.
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich new peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
Love the holidays.
Peppermint mocha, peppermint hot chocolate. Now at McDonald's, only for a while. The simple joy of a happy holiday. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Harpersville. I was just talking to one of the officials. I didn't know I was back so soon. That's mea culpa, as they say. But we're just checking for the new rules, because when I don't work at CDL full-time, I tend to neglect those kind of things. I would ask the referees every year or the coaches every year, what are the new rules, et cetera. I did find out one little nugget, though. Probably been 5 or 6 years now that they changed the rule in the free throw lanes. They moved from the inside block. They made that inaccessible. You had to move to the next block up. And only, let's see, if, say, BG is shooting, Harpersville has the two underneath spots, and then BG, and then one more person for Harpersville can be in there. they don't have to take it. They can say, no, we don't want it, and then the other team, say Harpersville, could put a third person in there. That was previously not allowed. So that could be a strategy part there, and I'm sure Bob Conway has figured out all the combinations and permutations in which he could use that to his advantage. Well, Bainbridge Guilford, let's start with them. They are the visiting team, coming in with a 1-1 record, first game in the MAC season for them. They debuted this past weekend, and again, it's weird to see December 9th is the first game. Most teams used to play Thanksgiving tournament, or at least a tournament the weekend after. BG did not start. They had a couple of scrimmages, but they debuted their season on Friday, the 9th of December, with a solid effort and a 53-35 win over Unadilla Valley, who they will face later on in MAC play. Shania Vandermark taking up where she left off last year, leading all scorers with 29 in that game. 14 of those were two-point field goals, just one free throw. Randy Conway, who seems to be forever on this ball team, now she's a senior along with Shania, she had 11 points. They had a 22-6 third quarter that broke open a very close game and moved down to the finals the next night. They did not hit a three-pointer in that game, by the way. The next night they hit three three-pointers, but came up short, 48-44. Sherburne Orville, who not only hosting the tournament, but in the finals against BG, an old Susquehanna matchup there. The Marauders led at halftime 25-24, and then pulled away very slightly, and BG could not get within four. They finished down four, 48-44. Shania Vandermark had 22 points in that game. The rest of the team had 22 points, no one with more than seven, and they were only 3-for-11 from the free throw line. They have another small team, not necessarily in size, although they've never really been blessed with size, and that's something Bob Conway will tell you. I forgot what year he is coaching BG, but he's been coaching high school girls basketball since the early 80s. But they have 10 members of the team, and it's quite a mix because there are two freshmen, there's one sophomore, there's one junior, two juniors rather, and one, two, three, four seniors. So it is a true mix of age and youth, led by Shania Vandermark, as I said, first team All-MAC last year, 5'10 senior, along with Randy Conway, the point guard, a 5'7 senior. They also have Gia Cuomo, a 5'2 junior, who is back. She was a key player off the bench last year as a sophomore. Abby Smith, a 5'5 sophomore. Morgan Bullis, a 5'8 freshman. Alyssa Rivera is a 5'8 freshman. Amber DeGroat, returning from a sub position last year. She's a 5'5 senior. Caitlin Vandermark, 5'7 junior. Don't have it confirmed that she is Shania's younger sister, but I'm going to go with that for now. Micah Hopkins is a 5'4 senior, and she also was a key member of last year's team. I think she was a part-time starter or would see a lot of time off the bench. She did see playing time anyway. For Harpersville, they've got, the most glaring omission you would have to say is Section 4's all-time leading scorer, boy or girl, and that is Hannah Kimmel. All the accolades possible except for the state championship. Followed them last year all the way up to Troy, and they won easily in the first round, but came up short in the finals on a Sunday. But, boy, what a career she had. She's gone on to St. Mary's College in Connecticut. And a lot of that supporting cast last year are back, and they have Savannah Murray, who was back as a junior, Jade Niles and Marcy Ritter, Amanda Freyer, that a lot of people will not be able to make 1,000 points in their career. Miranda could be the exception. She had a lot of points last year, don't know the exact number, somewhere in the 300 to 350 range. She was definitely the number two scorer, and one of their leading rebounders. She also was the Mid-State Athletic Conference cross-country individual girls champion this year. So, and she has not let them down this year. In their only game, a 78-55 win. Miranda had 35 points and 5 three-pointers. Last year, she was not a three-point shooting threat too much with Kimmel and some of the other girls out there. But she's going to give it the all-around this year. She's about 5'10", And again, pencil thin and just a player's kind of player. And she is fun to watch. Last year she kind of flew under the radar for a while and then came on strong. Of course, as the playoffs got going, she was more and more of a force as they won the MAC and then the Section 4 Class C and then got all the way to the finals, as we said. Now, the interesting thing, I mentioned the power went out. Here's the deal. On Wednesday, December 7th, they were at Windsor. The Harpersville girls at Windsor. JV game was done. They got 90 seconds into the game at Windsor, and the power went out. True story. Kurt Arnsbeck said, I've been coaching 24 years, boys and girls basketball. Never had seen that before. So the power went out. They've rescheduled that game for sometime in January. So Harpersville, 2-3 weeks into the season, just 1-0. But they're averaging 78 points a game. They blew Johnson City away in the first quarter, 29-8, and never looked back. They had 10 three-pointers in that game as well. Savannah Murray chipped in with 17 points, 4 from beyond the three-point stripe. So we're about 3.5 minutes away from our national anthem and the introduction of starting lineups. We'll find out along with you who the starting lineups will be comprised of as we get ready in the Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams of...
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here, wrapping up the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Back for the 2011-2012 high school basketball season. Last year, not knowing what I was getting into as far as the quality of the teams, knew that BG was going to be good, knew that Harpersville was going to be good, knew Sydney and Unitico boys were going to be good, but we had a lot of very interesting games last year. Very good, good basketball. The Sydney Groton playoff game was one of the more memorable ones for me on the boys' side. And on the girls' side, of course, everything that Harpersville did once they got into the heavy part of their season. Boy, those were just more thrills, just like when I was doing them between the mid-'80s and the mid-2000s. So basketball, high school basketball, will always be a thrill in this area. They come and they go, but boy, they keep having good players coming up through, and that's a tribute to the youth basketball programs in this area. All right, the buzzer rings, and JV coach McElwain, I guess he's not doing the announcing tonight, but the JV team won for Harpersville 33-17 over the BG Lady Bobcats. So we're going to, let's see what we're going to do with the anthem here. I don't think it's going to be carrying through our microphone. So we're going to take another short break. Joe Gardner back at the station, and we'll be back with the starting lineup in the game between Bainbridge Guilford and Harpersville Girls, a MAC game on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats in their navy blue with white numbers and trim have been announced. Shania Vandermark, Randy Conway, Abby Smith, Morgan Bullis, and Amber DeGroat. So three seniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. Now we'll see what the new lineup is for Harpersville. Savannah Murray was one of the starters last year. Number four is Marcy Ritter. Amber Prayer, no surprise on these names to me. Kaylee Livermore, same deal there. She saw a lot of time last year. Miranda Drummond. As a sophomore, senior, junior. So two juniors, two seniors, and a sophomore. And this should be an interesting matchup if they do go head-to-head, and I'm talking about Shania Vandermark and Miranda Drummond. This is going to be a game where both girls could very, very easily have 20 points, 15 rebounds. This will be a good early season matchup for both teams. Of course, in the realigned Mid-State Athletic Conference schedules, the reduced numbers, they only play each other one time. So when you are the first game of the season, it's a marquee matchup from the word go, and we hope to see if it's lived up to the early hype. I mean, there really hasn't been a lot of talk about it. But when I saw this on the schedule, I said immediately, I have to do this game. It's spent a lot of time in Harpersville last year, that's for sure. All right, Harpersville, Miranda Drummond, BG, Shania Vandermark, jumping it up. BG going to my right, to my left, rather. Harpersville to my right, and the Hornets control. They go on a diagonal pass intended for Livermore, but it's broken up by Conway. She's going over to the right side for Abby Smith. Man-to-man defense by the Hornets to start out with. That may change. Coming across the key is Vandermark. Drummond gave her a little hassle there trying to catch the ball. Now she's sealing off Vandermark, and Conway takes the runner from the left side and misses, but it's out of bounds off of Harpersville. 11 seconds on the shot clock. It's lofted into Vandermark. Her fall away is around, no good. Put back up and missed by Bullis. And now on transition comes Miranda Drummond. She gets through the defense and scores. And just like that, Harpersville up 2-0. And we will see just how much more aggressive Miranda Drummond is going to the basket. She got better and better as the season went on and got more confidence. And from here on in, I'm going to try not to mention too much about Hannah Kimmel. Randy Conway, bank shot, way off the mark. Livermore pulls it down for Harpersville. Drummond has it on the right side. BG also playing man-to-man. Double team slipping in there to Murray. Right back to Drummond. Goes in left side this time. Around the rim, no good. Gets her on the rebound. Puts it up and misses. Might have been fouled, but no whistle. Here comes in transition. A prayer by Vandermark after a pass from Conway went under the basket. Vandermark actually hit the rim. Drummond from the outside. Right wing, no good. Vandermark with a quick rebound. So both Drummond and Vandermark have notched a couple of rebounds early going. 6:19 to play first quarter, just 2-0 Harpersville. This is probably going to be a chess match to start with and then might wind up into a track meet. Conway guarded by number 5, and that's Amanda Frere. Knocked the ball loose. Conway gets it back. Now a three-pointer off the mark, short. Rebound Vandermark. Tries to go left side. The ball fell off her hip. And then Vandermark got it back, but was fouled by Savannah Murray. First foul of the evening. And it's on Savannah Murray, the junior, for Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck, Harpersville Lady Hornets. 5:55 to play. Conway, no one to throw to. Finally lofts it way out to Amber DeGroat. DeGroat gives it off to Smith, Abby Smith. Dribbling with the left hand. Lost control of it. Murray could not make the steal complete. She got it back. And then the pass into Vandermark. The fall away is off the rim. No good. Murray for the Hornets. Not only with a rebound, but coming down and shooting from 15 feet away. It goes off the rim. Livermore rebounds on the left side, but her shot is blocked. Coming the other way for Conway. Looks to the left side again for Abby Smith. She's going to drive in left-handed, and Drummond gets the block. Then the outlet pass right in front of me. Oh, goodness gracious. Good thing Miranda switched gears and switched direction, or else she would have probably gotten a Charlie horse on the corner of our table. Yikes. Well, Murray got a good rebound, and Drummond took off, but unfortunately the pass and the player did not meet. 5:14 to go. Into DeGroat for BG. Driving down is Conway. Hard off the glass, no good. And the rebound is Amanda Frayers. She's coming down and trying to go wire to wire. And fouled by Amber DeGroat, attempting the layup. So the points have not been registered too quickly. Just one basket so far, and that's Miranda Drummond. Amanda Frayer at the line. Misses the first shot. Hornets were 12 for 19 in their big win over Johnson City. Decent free throw shooting team last year. And, of course, you know who got a lot of the free throws. But Frayer misses the second shot, and then they recovered it, only to lose it again off the foot of Drummond. Ball turned back over to BG, who is now facing a bit of pressure, but they get it over half court, no problem. Bounce pass to Smith. Abby Smith to Conway on the right side, way off the mark. Catching it off the glass is Livermore to Murray. Fakes the three, goes inside. Little stop and pop, and it's good. Savannah Murray with her first point. And it's a 4-0. Harpersville lead with 4.5 to play in the first quarter. DeGroat waits for a cutter. That's Abby Smith to turn around again. Too hard. Out of bounds. Touch last by the Lady Hornets. Now Vandermark had come out in favor of 42 Micah Hopkins. Vandermark is back in there. Now Gia Cuomo is also in there, number 10. Good defense to deny the inbounds pass for quite a while by Harpersville. Both defenses playing well. Here comes Conway, the runner. Too hard off the glass again. She's been either too hard or too soft putting up her shot. So Harpersville gets it back. 4:13 left first quarter. 4-0. Harpersville, not exactly off to a blazing start, but they've got their throw to shutout so far. It is Frayer around to the top of the key for Murray. Murray likes that three spot, but doesn't take it. Goes over to Drummond, off the glass, off the board, and it drops through. Not the prettiest shot in the arsenal, but it went through. 5 points for Drummond, 7-0. Pass goes into Vandermark, who beats Drummond to the basketball. Drummond out of position. Vandermark went right to the hoop, but she was fouled by Marcy Ritter. Commits her first foul, team's second. So Vandermark at the line to shoot two, and BG is looking for their first point or points. And at the 3:48 mark, still without that point, Shania misses the first shot. Second shot is also short. The rebound not controlled, but Murray will save it to Drummond. Long pass up ahead to Frayer. The elbow jumper, no good, partially blocked by Vandermark. And trying to get out of the scrum is Conway. She's going to take it coast to coast, and this time falls through. Randy Conway puts VG on the board at the 3:30 mark. Boy, it took a while. Murray launches from the left side. It's short. Rebound comes out to Vandermark. Passes back to Conway, who's going to go against Amanda Frayer on the man-to-man defense. Conway looking left, switching directions, come back to the elbow jumper. Her shot is off the back of the rim this time. Put back up and missed by Vandermark. Drummond rebounds, looks to pass ahead to Frayer. Frayer passes back to Miranda Drummond, back out to Murray. Murray at the foul line, kicks it into the corner for Frayer. 18-footer short, or off to the weak side for Vandermark. And again, Shania and Miranda Drummond are making their rebounds count. Or the missed shots count, I should say, with good rebounding skills. 7-2, Harpersville by 5 with 2:35 left first quarter. Conway, nice give and go, and it's a success to Vandermark. Her first points off the sweet pick and roll. Conway to Vandermark. We'll see if they can exploit that more throughout the night. Murray drew the double team and had a pass to Ritter, but it got knocked away. Good look. Seen some good basketball play so far in the early going. Caught underneath, a kick back to Murray. Murray lets it fly again and is off the mark. Rebounded by Morgan Bullis this time. Long pass up ahead, poorly thrown by Conway, but Vandermark, who missed it altogether, winds up getting it in her hands. Cuomo misses a shot. Vandermark puts it back up, no good. And Drummond rebounds for the Lady Hornets. Long pass to Frayer. Frayer stops. She pops, and she hits. Amanda Frayer inside the line. Her first bucket of the night, 9-4. Lady Hornets lead by 5 of the minute, 45 left in the opening quarter at Harpersville Central School. A give and go to Conway, knocked on her tuchus by Drummond. And that'll be her first foul. So they've had a little bit of success with some give-and-go, pick-and-roll, basic basketball. It is Abby Smith back to Conway. Conway still trying to find the mark, but a little long on her shot. Drummond with a rebound. A two-on-two, goes up left side, got it partially blocked. Picked back up by Frayer. Frayer back to Ritter, and Ritter scores off the glass. Again, not the prettiest shot, but it goes through 11-4. That's the largest lead for the Lady Hornets. A minute 12 to play the first quarter. Conway lost her dribble. Passes over to Smith. Smith across the key comes Vandermark. She backs up, shoots, and is fouled before the shot. Looks like Savannah Murray might have picked up her second. Yep. Fourth foul on Harpersville, second on Murray. No subbing yet by Coach Ahrensbeck. Abby Smith in the right elbow. Goes to Conway. Thought about a three. Now she drives in, stops, and got the ball wrestled out of her hands by Kaylee Livermore. Livermore to Murray. Ahead to Frere on the left side. Now Murray on that left wing she likes so well. Drubbing around Smith. Now passes over to Livermore, and her shot misses. Vandermark yanks it down for the Lady Bobcats. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Bobcats trying to stay in this despite very cold shooting and a traveling violation called on Randy Conway. The third of Coach Bob Conway's nieces to come through, Danielle. Wound up playing, I think, 2 years at BCC. Ball knocked away in the paint for Harpersville, knocked away by BG's Morgan Bullis, the freshman with a good defensive play. Conway to the right side for Smith. Smith, the freshman, driving in, misses, or actually looked for Vandermark to pass to, way back out with 11 seconds to go to Conway. They'll loft it inside. Oh, there was a mix-up. Capitalized by Gia Cuomo. Her basket might be the last one of the quarter. A three-pointer by Murray just off the mark. So BG saves face a little bit off a mistake of a play. Three Harpersville girls tried for the steal. Neither one, none of them came up with it. Cuomo got the ball in her hands and made the little soft four-footer. So 11-6 on a very fast and furious first quarter. It is Harpersville leading by five against the visiting Bobcats of BG. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, my goodness, I just had a very nice lady come over to the corner of the bleachers, and she wanted to say something, so I went to the break, and she said, I just want to thank you because I was late coming to the game, and you made me feel like I was already here. So, yay. 11-6 the score. Thank you very much. That's a very nice compliment. It is 11-6. Harpersville leading BG by the score of 11-6, and it's the first MAC game of the season for both squads, who are expected to be among the top four anyway in the 12-team MAC league. 15 seconds on the shot clock for BG. Conway fires it up and just off the mark this time. Savannah Murray been in there the whole way so far for Harpersville. Goes penetration and then kicks it out to Amanda Frere. Her shot's off the mark and out of bounds. Back over to Bainbridge Guilford, who has now number 15, Alyssa Rivera, in the game for the first time. Randy Conway, Abby Smith, Gia Cuomo, and Morgan Bullis. Shania Vandermark leading the way with rebounding anyway, is on the bench right now. Conway, and a turnaround spin move, but came up empty again. Savannah Murray, Amanda Frere, Kaylee Livermore, who takes the shot off the back high backboard. Murray hustles in to get the rebound, offensive rebound. It misses. Drummond gets the carom and then is fouled. Marcy Ritter, also Amanda Frere. I think I have all five Harpersville players. And that foul, by the way, was on Gia Cuomo. Harpersville with an unforced error. Vandermark back in the ballgame. It's possible that Coach Conway is telling Vandermark to play hard. I'll bring you out for a little breather. You go back in. You keep playing hard. We'll try to make that work for the night. BG actually just looking to score. And there's Vandermark on a nice feed by Cuomo, or by Abby Smith, rather. And Vandermark with 4 points. cuts the lead to 3. Ritter trying to drive baseline, and the ball knocked away by Conway. Now we'll see Emily McElwain, who was one of the top subs last year. Looked like she's filling the same role this year as a senior. Livermore to Murray. Right side, McElwain right in the ball game and fires it up, but comes up empty, as in no net, no rim. Randy Conway running the offense for BG. To Abby Smith. Smith looks like she favors the left hand. A pass lofted in, looking for Drummond. Looking for Vandermark, but Drummond with the steal. Murray in transition misses. Conway gets the rebound and will bring the ball up past Drummond. Drummond trying to get back to take Vandermark. That's her job. Conway for 3. Short this time. Ice cold shooting for Randy Conway. Murray zips a pass into Livermore, who has back, her back is to the basket, so she's got to pass it to Drummond outside. Murray lets it fly again, from this time from the top of the key, and misses. The long rebound comes to Abby Smith. 5:36 to go. They pass long to Vandermark. She's too far underneath the basket, but boy, what a catch she made. She'd make a great wide receiver with those hands. One of the things BG appears to want to do is to have the ball beat the defense down the floor. Cuomo comes out of the game. And let's see, replaced, I think, by Morgan Bullis. 18 on the shot clock, 5:13 on the game clock. Second quarter, BG with the basketball, and they're visiting blue and white. Vandermark launches for 3, and it's short. Nice rebound, though, by Conway. A little reverse of roles there, but her putback misses as well. Livermore with a rebound for Harpersville. Stops at the right wing. Murray starts to drive in, getting the defense off balance, and that person off balance is Abby Smith. Smith commits her first foul. That's 3 on the Lady Bobcats. 4:51 remains in the first half. This is a very fast-moving ball game. The clock's rarely stopping. Murray sets up behind a screen for 3, just off the mark. That one didn't miss by much from the right corner. The pass up ahead to Conway. She explodes to the basket off the side of the backboard, however. Drummond in traffic on the way down to Frere. Too far, too fast. It might have been... No, it was. It was off BG. So Harpersville saves the possession. I'm looking down at the BG net, and the net's tangled up around the rim, so they never fixed that. Murray fakes the 3, goes in for the 2 on a runner down the lane, and is fouled. Nice creating of the action for Savannah Murray, who also appears to be a little bit more aggressive going to the basket this year. Foul is on Morgan Bullis. Okay, somebody must have seen what I just saw about the net, and they went down with the basketball and took care of it. Got to have a neat and tidy court. So Murray at the line. Her first shot, nothing but net. Well, that's the first free throw made tonight. And a substitution made by Coach Bob Conway. Gia Cuomo comes back in the game. Murray misses the second shot. Drummond snuck in for the rebound and draws the foul. And it looks to be on Shania Vandermark, and that is her first. So 5 different players for BG have 1 foul apiece. Drummond leading the game with 5 points. Gets 2 at the line. First shot is good. She got to the free throw line a lot in the magical year of 2010-11. And she's come back with even more confidence. Second one does not go through quite as easily, but it goes through nonetheless. She's got a game-high 7. And now we get our first look at number 24, Tatiana Sosnowski. Coming up from the JV, she is a sophomore. 14-8. Harpersville leads by 6. There's Conway weaving through the defense, first left then right. Made it look real easy this time for only her second basket. She's taken a ton of shots. That was the best move right there. Drummond for three off the front of the rim. Rebound by Livermore, or excuse me, by Frayer. But her shot, her putback was blocked. BG down by four, chance to cut it to two, or possibly one with a three-pointer. Well, Bulls thought about it. Cuomo's at the top of the key. Randy Conway drives left. Little runner that misses. She went for a rebound. Frayer beat her to the ball. Better positioning. 3:42 left in the half. Murray fakes the three. Had Drummond open down low. Didn't see her. Murray faking the three again. Now she'll crank it. Off the back of the rim. Banner mark. Lost the ball. She had the rebound, but lost it into the hands of Sosnowski. And I think Vandermark hit her elbow once she fell down. I think that was the most unexpected happening for Shania Vandermark. Conway slows it down, gets the play from the bench, 14-10. Vandermark to Rivera. Six on the shot clock. Somebody's going to have to make a move here soon. Cuomo to the right. They may not get a shot off. Nope, the 30-second clock has expired. And that keeps the lead at 14-10 for the Lady Hornets with 2:57 remaining in the first half. Both coaches saving their timeouts for now. And the more subbing for Bainbridge Guilford, that's Abby Smith, one of the starters returning, replacing Alyssa Rivera. 4 points for Vandermark and Conway, 2 points for Cuomo. As all BG's been able to muster. Shot by Drummond is blocked by Bullis. Good positioning defensively for the freshman. Another chance for BG to cut that lead down from four. They trail by as much as seven. Cuomo over to Smith. Smith to Vandermark. She misses the bank shot. I am going to be a little frustrated being across. Well, first of all, at court level, that's not so bad. But the referee on this side tends to stand right in the line of shooting. Well, Frayer, nobody took her, so she took the shot. Missed it from the right baseline. Vandermark rebounds. She's got probably seven or eight by now. Drummond, I would say at least that many. Cuomo, guarded by Murray. Now it's wide open for a left-handed shot, taken and missed by Abby Smith. Into the corner it goes. Good hustle by both teams trying to get that, but it went out of bounds first. 2 minutes, 1 second. Amanda Frayer comes off, replaced back by Kaylee Livermore. So it's Murray bringing the ball up for Harpersville around the screen. She backs it out to the three-point area. Not there. McElwain over to Livermore. She's open for three, takes it, and it's around the rim. No good. Picked up by McElwain, and she's fouled. Good hustle by Emily McElwain, working her way in from the weak side. And she is at the line to shoot a pair. Second foul of the night for Morgan Bullis. Number 10 takes the shot, and it's good. So after missing their first two free throws, Harpersville has made four of their last, or make that three of their last four. No, I was right the first time. Four of their last five. See if they can keep the streak going. They do. Five of their last six. I remember Emily being a person who would have the ball in her hands a lot in the fourth quarter last year because she could bank free throws, and she made two very cleanly that time, 16-10. It's a very low-scoring game, a surprise to this person here. And a snatch out of the air by Miranda Drummond. She just leaped up and stole a pass. Came back, goes to Murray on the other side, three-pointer off the rim. Picked up by Livermore off the back of the rim. They keep going. Drummond with a follow-up. But another offensive rebound for number 32. She's got 9 points. It's 18-10. And now that is the largest lead. Conway, spinner in the lane. And the ball spun out off the rim. Here comes Drummond down to the one-minute mark. A four-on-three. McElwain stops and pops and hits. And I mean, that was clean all the way. Good play. And a quick 6-0 run leads to a timeout for Bob Conway's team. 20-10, Harpersville by 10 with just under a minute to go. We'll take a quick break live. Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Coming off the short timeout, Bobcats try to regroup anyway with 46 seconds to go, and a shot on the left side by Alyssa Rivera is met with a block, but then a foul. Both on behalf of Miranda Drummond. Now that's going to be a point to watch because that's two fouls on Miranda. Or no, I stand corrected as usual. Alyssa Rivera makes the first BG free throw in three attempts. That was not on Drummond. That was on Tatiana Sosnowski. So that actually helps out the Harpersville cause because they don't want Drummond to go into the locker room with two fouls. She fouled out of a couple games last year. Very aggressive player. So 42.7 seconds to go. Bobcats retain possession after the missed free throw. Comes way out. Oh, Drummond's going to steal it. Wasn't far enough out. Here comes Drummond going, faking right, shooting left, missing. And the rebound is pulled down by Alyssa Rivera. Ahead to Abby Smith. Left-handed layup, missed it. She gets the rebound off a tip, puts it back up. That's partially blocked by Livermore. And Hopkins, who got an offensive rebound. Very good hustle on her part, but she stumbled and fell, and I believe they called travel. Again, I was blocked out by the official. 20-11, last possession possibly by the Hornets with 16 on the clock. Nope, it's going to be McElwain swishing the nets again. She's hit two shots in a row and has not touched the rim. 22-11, what a run by Harpersville. 2 seconds to go. Conway, let's fly. Blocked by Livermore. And there may be a foul at the last second. We will have to see. And if so, that could be a one-on-one situation. There was a foul right at or right before the buzzer, and that might be a one-on-one bonus situation for the would-be Harpersville shooter. And no, they'll call it on Micah Hopkins, and yes, there will be a shot. Okay, so we don't go to break yet. Tatiana Sosnowski at the line for the one and only one-and-one situation in the first half. Shoots with the right hand, it's up, and it is good. 23-11. It's not easy to make them when you're the only one on the court, but she cashes in both. So good free throw shooting in the second quarter by the Lady Hornets. A couple of nice runs by Emily McElwain, and the Harpersville Hornets went from a 14-10 lead to a 24-11 lead against their rivals from Bainbridge Guilford. We'll be back with the Morabito Halftime Report, reviewing last night's games and looking at what's going on this the rest of this week and also tonight's games. We've thrown in a new game to do for tomorrow night. I'll tell you about that as well. It's all coming up on the Morabito Halftime Report, part of live Tri-Town High School basketball from Harpersville on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Davey, and I'm at Harpersville Central School tonight with, I must say, thank you to Athletic Director Dave Groover for having a phone line that last year was inoperable. This year, works like a charm. Love it. I am at Harpersville, like I said, with the Harpersville Lady Hornets trying to defend for the fourth time, or the third time, rather, their Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship, and they are doing a good job starting in their first game with a 24-11 halftime lead over the Bainbridge-Guilford Lady Bobcats. 4 minutes before this, it was still a four-point game, so they made a nice run at the end of the half. It is time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored as it's been for years by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And the only heat we saw tonight was Harpersville's last 4 minutes, where they had good free throw shooting, 7-for-8, and then two scorching shots by Emily McElwain that springboarded Harpersville from a 14-10 hanging on thing to a 24-11 lead. So literally a 10-1 run there. For the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats, they are led by Shania Vandermark and Randy Conway with 4 points each. And neither player shooting all that great right now. They've had a couple of nice plays, but not enough. Alyssa Rivera has one free throw and two tries, and Gia Cuomo has a basket for two, and that has been it. It's 5 two-pointers, 1-for-4 from the line. 5 two-pointers, I should say, 1-for-4 from the line, and 11 points all told. Harpersville has their 24 points. Now, that's not a huge amount. I mean, they're used to scoring that in one quarter many times, but they've spread the wealth, no doubt about it. Again, a new season for Harpersville, a new situation for them, and they are spreading the wealth. Miranda Drummond, as expected, leading with 9 points. She's got the only three-pointer in the ballgame. She's also 2-for-2 from the line, and a good slew of rebounds, as her counterpart, Shania Vandermark, also has. I do not have those stats, able to keep those stats, by the way. Emily McElwain emerges in the second quarter with 6 points, with two good free throws and two 12 to 13 foot shots that did not hit the rim. They were clean. Amanda Freyer has 2 points. Marcy Ritter, 2 points. Savannah Murray with a basket and a free throw for three. And Tatiana Sosnowski impressed the crowd that's here tonight. Not the greatest crowd, but still spirited. And they saw Tatiana Sosnowski in her first MAC action, make two free throws in a 1-1 situation. So it is 7 two-pointers, 1 3-pointer, and 7-for-10 from the line for the 24 points scored by Harpersville. Other games tonight in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. And it looks like everybody's starting earlier. So we're going to try to lock in for 7 o'clock Chambers and O'Hara tip-off shows for just about every game this year, 7:15 game times. And the same is going on with the other places like Walton at Unadilla Valley. Green is at Deposit. Afton is at Delhi. Unitigo is at Oxford. And Hancock is not at Sydney. Hancock and Sydney played on Monday night with Sydney coming from a 16-point deficit to force overtime and then win by three. Tonight is actually the JV girls-boys doubleheader. So instead of the JVs playing before the varsity, it was the girls' varsity before the boys' varsity, and then tonight is at Sydney, the girls' JV, and then the boys' JV. Last night's action in Mid-State Athletic Conference boys' play. Unadilla Valley upended Walton 61-56, which was a good game. Green outlasted Deposit 48-36. And in this gym, Bainbridge Guilford's big three, Brooks Harmon, Ryan Porter, Austin Bowerly leading the way over Harpersville. The final was 63-48, and Brooks Harmon had a career game with 28 points, including 6 3-pointers. Not sure if the 6 is a school record or not. I know it's among the tops. I'm trying to think of some of the guys over the years that had good 3-point shooting touches, but 6 might just be it, but don't know for sure. And also, we mentioned Green beating Deposit and Unadilla Valley upending Walton. And might as well throw in Oneana over Owego, 75-57 for good measure. Their coach, Jerry Mackey, a Whitney Point grad, having over 200 victories as a boys varsity basketball coach. Also last night, kudos to Sydney's wrestling program, defeating Walton for the first time in I don't know how many years, and by a convincing margin. Don't have the numbers in front of me, but I do know that there were some pins. I think Damon Finch had a pin. Scott Stafford had a pin. Well, he's been around forever. Finally a senior, I guess, and hopefully can get to the States. So it's just another year of winter sports. It's starting all over again. We're happy to be part of it here on WCDL. About 2 minutes away from the start of the second half. And just a reminder that we will be on the air tomorrow night. Pulled the last minute one because I was not sure of the actual date. I saw a schedule that said Thursday, saw a schedule that said Friday. Bottom line, we are at Unitigo tomorrow night for Unitigo versus Bainbridge Guilford boys. This could be a good one. If the Bobcats big three, Harmon, Bowerly, and Porter can get it going against the team, the very good team that Jim Knight has for Unitigo this year, it could be a whale of a ball game. So with the opportunity right there in front of me, once I got the date confirmed, Joe Gardner's on board, we will be there tomorrow night for 7:15 start. 7 o'clock, give or take, with a JV game, of course, with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. So 3 games this week, and part of the live sports coverage on your local sports leader, WCDL. Okay, about a minute away, we're going to take our last break of halftime and come back. Again, the score 24-11, Harpersville with a 10-1 run in the last 4 minutes of the quarter to make that a 13-point advantage. We're back with the second half live on WCDL.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back for the second half, but not until we thank once again our sponsor, the Morabito Energy Products, for the Morabito Halftime Report. All right, Second half, right in front of me, starts off. Kaylee Livermore passes into Savannah Murray. She's also got Miranda Drummond, Amanda Frayer, and Marcy Ritter, the starters, who have played most of the game so far for Harpersville, and a quick foul on the first possession. See who gets that foul. That'll be Alyssa Rivera, who gets the start in the second half. Harpersville, nice. Amanda Frayer with a nice dribble and around the defense. The fake of the shot. Vandermark with the rebound. Long pass up ahead. Conway's got a rush to get it. And then passes over for Abby Smith, and it goes out of bounds. Not playing under control right now. In a haste to get back in the ballgame. Frayer stops. Loses the ball from behind. Goes to Murray for three, and it circles around the rim. Drummond with a fall away on the offensive rebound. And she's got 11. Conway backing in, kicks it out to Smith. Smith drives in with a left, passes over Drummond to Vandermark. Nice play. It's rare to get Drummond out of position, but Vandermark's very good at what she does too. 26-13 into the first minute of the third quarter. Vandermark nearly with a steal on a routine pass to the wing. Got those long arms. High post, Drummond drives in, nope, drops it off to Ritter, air ball on the shot. Vandermark, again a sloppy outlet, but Conway picks it up this time. Conway looks at the right, now a back door on the cut by Smith. Smith, a runner inside, good. Abby Smith, the 5'5 sophomore with her first basket, showing some good offensive instincts. 26-15. Bobcats trying to work it, and looks like a push-off or an illegal screen, and that might sounds like it's going against Kaylee Livermore, and that's her first foul. There's just one incident of a one-and-one in the first half, and that was right at the buzzer, which Tatiana Sosnowski made the one-and-one by herself on the line. Abby Smith, a lot of left-handed dribble off to Conway. Conway draws the double team, passes underneath for Vandermark, and out of bounds. Even though Drummond fell down, it might have tripped her up. They say it's out of bounds. So 26-15, 6:08 to play third quarter. Bobcats trying to keep it close if they can. But I tell you, Harpersville can get hot in a hurry. They scored 78 against Johnson City, a stacked team. Murray tries to give and go. It got loose. Frayer picks it up. Baseline shot is good. Amanda Frayer, opportunistic from the right baseline. A play that was not designed for her. Conway runs in, shoots left hand, no good. Ritter with a rebound for Harpersville. Murray getting through traffic. Inside Drummond, lost control of the ball. Vandermark with a pickup off to Conway. Conway traveling. Took an extra step trying to kick the ball over to a teammate on her left. There's a bit of a question, but I got to say, I did see it. 28-15, 5:26 to go third period at Harpersville. McElwain is in the game. She'll stop and pop, but miss. Vandermark with another rebound. And then Shania, a little mental blunder. She's been very sloppy on the outlet portion of the game, getting the rebounds with no problem. This time she committed the carry. And she'll come out of the ball game, replaced by Micah Hopkins, 5'4 senior, 28-15. Murray fakes the three, goes in for the two, and makes it look real easy. That's her second field goal. 5 points overall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six players have scored for Harpersville. Conway gets the ball back from Hopkins to the right side. At the top of the key is Smith. Smith, elbow jumper is around the rim and good. Abby Smith picking it up for the Bobcats. Going to the sophomore because the seniors haven't produced the points expected of them. Conway just eludes getting called for a foul. Frayer, baseline, missed it. Good positioning by Smith. Smith's outlet pass harassed a bit from behind by Frere, and that will be her first foul. So Conway, Rivera, Hopkins, Smith, who has the ball now, and Bullis. Young team in there. Oh, sloppy pass. Hopkins cutting across the lane, and it was not Vandermark. Pass, Shania probably would have had trouble reaching up for that one. 4:20, third quarter, 30-17 in favor of Harpersville. There's a steal in there. Nice defensive play. The finish by Alyssa Rivera. She might not have gotten the deflection, but she got the loose ball. Here comes Conway in traffic. Missed it. We'll have to get back on defense because here comes Savannah Murray against Conway. Murray draws the foul. That'll go against Smith. Her second. Both teams with two fouls. Gia Cuomo comes in the ballgame. And the inbounds pass comes to McElwain. Coming around the screen is Murray. Murray passes inside. Drummond, the turnaround is good, and she's fouled. Good basketball play by the Lady Hornets. Drummond with 13. And a timeout on the floor, and it's a short one. 3:52 left to go in the third quarter. It is Harpersville 30, Bainbridge Guilford 17. Girls MAC action live on your sports leader, WCDL.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
We're back at Harpersville. Quiet night tonight here in the land of the Hornets. My goodness. Not the rowdy crowd I was expecting, although just as I say that, now one of the mothers is stomping the feet, getting it going, and we've got a little bit of noise. 3:52 remains in the third quarter at Harpersville. Lady Hornets against the Lady Bobcats of Bainbridge Guilford, and Miranda Drummond is going to finish off the old three-point play. She is 2 for 2 so far. And we'll make it 3 for 3. 14 points, game high. Almost as much as Bainbridge Guilford as a team. So the Bobcats got some work to do. 33-17, they trail. They're not out of it. They got, if they can get hot. Driving in and drawing the foul, that's one way to do that. Morgan Bullis, the 5'8 freshman. Anytime you're a freshman or a sophomore in your first year on the varsity, if you can actually drive to the basket, get that whistle to blow, you're doing the right thing. Shot is up and missed. Bobcats 1 for 5 from the foul line. Points have been few and far between. This one also missing. Drummond with a rebound. She's streaking up the right side, sees an opening. She's going to go coast to coast and score. Yeah, she saw that all the way. She saw that from, I think, the time she got the rebound. BG was not set up on defense. Conway to the left side for Cuomo. Cuomo back to Conway. There's a three, and it's around the rim, no good. Saves by McElwain. Nope, wasn't quite there. And I see Rizzy McFizzy is here tonight taking pictures. Called his name. He was at the Sydney Boys game on Monday. So we'll make this a tradition. We'll have a Rizzy McFizzy sighting. Abby Smith The left hand goes to Conway, drives in. Oh, nice kickoff, or it was, looking for Smith, battling with Livermore for the ball. It's a little bit more than usual before the whistle blew. And the BG inbounds play comes to Abby Smith, to Conway. Conway drives left side. Nowhere to put it up. Ran out of room. In transition comes Freyer. Freyer almost lost it. She's double-teamed in the corner, and so Kurt Ehrensbeck does the right thing, calls the timeout. And it's a short one. So we'll stay right here. 2:47 left third quarter. Break in the action, 35-17. So it's more than a doubled-up score. And it would not have been possible if BG were able to hit some of their close-in shots early on. I mean, it was still 14-10. Both defenses playing very, very well. And then the Hornets got hot. And then they have stayed hot. And they have gone to their scoring leader, Miranda Drummond. Drummond had a career-high 35 in the season opener against Johnson City. She's got 16 here tonight. One less than the BG team. And that is not like a Bob Conway team. But they're young. They've got, you know, they got some senior leadership. The supporting cast is very young. Savannah Murray. Wow, she just takes right off. Three-pointer for Murray. She's got 8 points. And the cross-court pass to Abby Smith. Smith loves that left-hand dribble to the foul line. Or Bullis. Bullis down to Cuomo on the right baseline. Hands it back to Conway. Conway back out to Cuomo, who got open on the weak side. Good! Gia Cuomo with two baskets tonight. Murray ahead to Freyer. Freyer driving in. Off the glass, no good. Bump, though, on the play. And that foul will be on Bullis, her third. And the team's fourth. Now they've got four down for her on the scoreboard. I don't know if that's true. It must be. All right, number five, that's Amanda Freyer at the line. Hornets doing a nice job from the free throw line. They were 7-for-10 in the first half. They are 2-for-3 in the third quarter. The miss gets the ball to Abby Smith. Nice cut by Conway. Ran out of room, and she has a look of frustration on her face, but she's running back to play defense. Murray underneath the Drummond. She's wide open for the basket. 18 points for Drummond, 19 for BG, 41 for the Harvardsville team with a minute 48 to play. Conway, mental error. The wind appears to be taken out of her sails, and right out in the open court with a travel. Harpersville not letting up. It's McElwain for three, but misses on the long shot. And the long rebound comes to Freyer. Nobody picks her up. She'll shoot it. It's just off the mark. Rebound Conway. She'll hustle up. Looking to start the offense to the right side for Smith. Abby around the screen. Still driving. Now it's Hopkins back out to Smith. Across the court, Conway goes for three, and it's off the back of the rim. The shooting woes continue. Rebound battle for Freyer, winds up with a loose ball. Gives it off to Murray. Murray dribbles to the right side. There's Freyer in the lane for Drummond. Nice kickoff to McElwain, who then passes to Livermore, who was even more open. No good. Drummond with a weak side rebound. She puts it up and in. 20 points for Drummond, and she now has outscored the Bobcats team. Vandermark's been on the bench most of the third quarter. Coach Conway, with his reasons, trying to get his team to play together. 43-19, and this one is becoming out of hand. The Hornets playing as a team. Drummond, three-pointer left side, no. Conway with a rebound, looking up ahead. Crossover dribble, goes inside, draws the foul, and gets the basket. That one probably does go on Miranda Drummond. Yep. And that is only her second foul. So the fourth year starter for BG at the line misses. And with 2 seconds to go, Drummond lets it fly at the buzzer off the rim. Almost a half-court shot there. 43-21. Bobcats trailing the Hornets by 22. And the Hornets are looking good as a team to start the season. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, that third quarter didn't go so fast as the first half did, but 19 points scored by Harpersville in the third quarter to 10 for Bainbridge-Guilford. Both teams picked up the offense a bit, but Harpersville quite a bit more. 43-21, they'll take possession of the ball to start the final period. Emily McElwain, cross-court pass from left to right to Frayer. Pass right through the hands of Miranda Drummond, but it appears she was fouled. So we'll have to set the lineups here for both teams. Harpersville with the inbound play. Murray catches the pass, shoots, and gets a kind roll. Savannah Murray hits double figures with 10. 45-21. Close game at the first 10, 12 minutes of this game. Very close. And then Harpersville just took off. A combination of their hot offense and very ice-cold shooting by Bainbridge-Guilford collectively. Looks like a Harpersville foul. Out beyond the three-point arc. The foul is on Emily McElwain. Gia Cuomo, who had got on the floor to start the fourth quarter, has been taken out of the game. Amber DeGroat, a starter, has come back in. Pass underneath. Lost by the Bobcats. I was blocked out again by the official. Well, we'll get our first look at Shelby Medovich, a freshman on the varsity, taking the place of Kaylee Livermore. Hornets have pretty much stayed with a 2-1-2 offense. Shot by McElwain, three-pointer missed. Conway chases it down in the corner. She's still hustling. Got to give her credit. She has not had a good shooting night, but she's not giving up. Pass underneath. It was forced, knocked away. Drummond with a recovery. She's going to, again, try to go all the way. Oh, bumped. Traveling. Two officials, two calls, but the traveling will win out. One official had his fist in the air. That's the sign of a foul. The other one with an open hand up. That's the sign of a violation. Traveling violation always takes precedence. All right, 6:53 to go in the game. Conway lost her dribble over to the left side for DeGroat. Back to Conway. Fakes the three. No, not good enough of a fake. She had Miranda Drummond up in the air and would have been able to get by her, but traveling is the call. All right, so it's Frayer, Menovich, Murray, Drummond, and McElwain. McElwain, nice pass. And the shot by Frayer, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. I think I saw 12 get put on there. Yep, 12. Abby Smith, her third. So Amanda Frere at the line, misses the first one. Hornets are 9 for 14 from the free throw line thus far. But they were 7 for 8 in the second quarter when they were pulling away. Second shot, Amanda makes it. And she's got 6 points. Hornets still playing intense defense, not making it easier for the Bobcats. Conway to the left side, got a little confusion there among teammates. Down underneath for a pass looking for Conway, but the ball got deflected by Frere, recovered by McElwain. Here they come up the floor to my left, going to my left, I should say. McElwain lets it roll, but her foot was on the line. She'll take the 2 points, though. 8 off the bench for Emily McElwain. And it's 48-21. Conway trying to call the offense. Now she'll take a 3, miss short. Out of bounds. 4 subs. Now Shania Vandermark comes back in the ballgame, replacing Micah Hopkins. Bobcats zoning it up. Oh, pass underneath. Too wide open, but Medovich misses. Good pass by, I think it was Savannah Murray. Conway, runner will go, and she will get 8 points. She scored a basket in all 4 quarters. Now a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. 48-23 in favor of Harpersville. And it's a full timeout, so we'll take a full break. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back at Harpersville, our first girls game of the 2011-2012 sports season on WCDL, because it was just football in the fall, wasn't it? It's Amanda Frere, long three-pointer right side, air ball, and out of bounds. Harpersville 48, BG 23. It was a 14-10 Harpersville lead with about four minutes to go in the second quarter. First half ended 24-11, and BG never got closer than 11 points. Well, Harpersville with a foul there. It's going to put Morgan Bullis at the line. The foul called on Emily McElwain. Two-shot foul. Boy, how many times have I said around the rim and out for BG? That was exactly what happened on the free throw. Kind of a microcosm of the game. Second shot is good. She's 1 for 4 from the line. Her first point, and her being Morgan Bullis. Under 5 minutes to go. Frere to Drummond at the high post. Back now to Frere on the right side. Drummond, top of the key, open. Way off. Rebound by Conway. She might have 10 rebounds at this point. Nobody taking her. She's going to knife through the defense. Blocked by Drummond. I spoke too soon. Blocking foul. well, they call it a hold. It looked, gotta say, it looked like a pretty clean block from where I was. Foul called nonetheless. Conway at the line to shoot two. First one is no good. Randy Conway, despite shooting woes, leads BG with 8 points. Shania Vandermark held to 6 after scoring 2 in the 20s. Now Conway misses both. Vandermark with a rebound. I'm not sure what the offensive putback was there. A blind hook shot of some kind. Her back was to the basket. Just not the right effort. Lead pass picked off by Conway. Good defense. Driving in left side, goes up, and it rolls off the rim. Vandermark with the offensive rebound, put back up and in. Now she scored 29 against Unadilla Valley and 22 against Sherbert Earlville, but has been held to 8 against the Mighty Hornets. Shot short by Freyer or Murray, I'm not sure which. Again, blocked out. And 14 is the number I hear. That's Morgan Bullis. And that's going to be all for Morgan. She'll foul out, going 1 for 4 from the line, no field goals, and 1 point. BG just three players accessible tonight. And now make it 2 because Morgan Bullis has fouled out. Micah Hopkins replaces her. First shot. Oh, rattles out. Hung on the rim for a bit. Livermore has been held scoreless tonight. Such a good supportive role last year. In that magical, I said it before, a magical season for the Hornets. Missed them both. Murray with a 10-footer. It's good. Got a good shot, no doubt. 12 points for Savannah Murray. It's 50-26, so they won't get to the 78 mark. But they could reach 60 with 3:40 left in the game. Nice drive off the right side. Missed, though, by Amber DeGroat, one of her best moves of the night. And in retaliation for missing, she winds up fouling Kaylee Livermore. And the gym is pretty much gone back to its quietness. Second foul on DeGroat. Livermore at the line to shoot 1 and 1. First one is good. So that makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players to score for Harpersville. This one cleaner. She's 2 for 4. And she'll step out perhaps for the final time, going 2 for 4 from the line and finishing with 2 points. She's replaced by Esperanza Gutierrez. Love to say that name. She's in for the first time. Where's number 12? Shania Vandermark. Foul line shot, too hard. Ball comes down, rebounded by McElwain. Pass up ahead to Drummond. She's got to come back to get it. Goes up, off the glass, good. Her first points of the fourth quarter, Miranda Drummond, and she leads all scores with 22. 54-26. Conway drives in right side. And looks like she got hacked in the act. Again by Drummond. That's going to be 4. Not that Coach Ernsbeck's worried. Conway at the line to shoot 2. First one is up and short. Oh, 0 for 4 from the line so far for Randy Conway. Vandermark will come off, replaced in the BG lineup by Alyssa Rivera. Second shot is, again around the rim and no good. My goodness, 0 for 5. I don't think I've ever seen that from Randy Conway. Murray, top of the key. Nice give and go to Drummond. She's doubled up, so somebody's open. McElwain to Murray. Murray lets it go for 3 off the back of the rim. Rebounded nicely by McElwain. Back out to Murray. Murray to Drummond at the top of the key. Left side, Freyer is open. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Rivera. Outlets to Conway. Conway, nice soft pass to DeGroat. Now that's a good play for BG. And that's going to be a timeout for Harpersville. It looks like they're going to make their final subs, and that's really all they want to do is make the substitution. So the starters have come out for Harpersville for the most part. Marcy Ritter is back in there. She hasn't played much in the third quarter and fourth quarters. So we'll set the lineup here where we can. 13 is Medovic. She's been in there for a bit. 24 is Sosnowski. Shot from the right side for Jade Niles, a member of that team last year that went to the state finals. Gutierrez is in there. We knew that. And Marcy Ritter, and I think I've got all five. Driving in, shot off the backboard by Rivera, no good for BG. Lost the ball, and it's Harpersville. So looks like we can fill in our numbers for the scoring by the Harpersville starters. Just 2 3-pointers tonight, but they really didn't need a whole lot from the outside. Oh, there's a mix-up between Niles and Medovic. So the visiting Bobcats trying to get over that 30 mark. A lot better to see a 3 as the first digit than a 2. Giacuomo passes to Abby Smith. DeGroat on the left wing, guarded by Sosnowski. And there's a touch foul in there. Denies a basket that was scored. Sosnowski with her second foul. And it's a bonus situation, so DeGroat is at the line for a 1-1. She just scored the last basket for BG. She's got 2 points, now has a 1-1. First shot is the only shot. No good. Minute 23 to go till this one's wrapped up. Jade Niles to the right corner. Gutierrez. Good for Esperanza Gutierrez. I wish I was better in Spanish. I have to get my daughter to teach me. Coming around the screen. Shot put up by DeGroat. No good. Chased down. Well, DeGroat has it now, but Abby Smith kept it alive. Cuomo to the left side. Hopkins takes it. Off the backboard too hard. Rebound Jade Niles. 47 seconds to go. On the right side, Niles. Medovic stopping the key. Over to Sosnowski, and she shows nice form with a basket. Her first field goal. Smith driving the offense now for the BG Bobcats with Conway out of the ball game. Hopkins for three. It's good! Hey, now we got some offense. First three-pointer for the Bobcats. 18 seconds to go. Well, they say it's only a two. Darn it. Three-pointer for Niles. That's short. 10 seconds to go. Here comes Abby Smith, going to run it up the floor as fast as she possibly can. Into the left, it's Cuomo underneath. 1 second to go, and a shot put up and missed, and that will do it. So nobody for the Bobcats hitting double figures. The final score, 58-30. Harpersville never trailed in this ballgame. Second game in a row they've done that. Has not had anybody trail. Or whoever led at the start, led all the way. All right, the two teams are shaking hands. We get a chance to wrap up our numbers here, as just about everybody for the Hornets wound up in the scoring column. Nicely done. Good team effort. Led by Miranda Drummond's 22 points. So we will take a break, come back, and give you all of the scoring details and tell you about tomorrow night's game as well. It's all a part of our postgame show on your local sports leader, WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at MengInsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Our post-game show on WCDO following the Harpersville 58-30 win over the BG Lady Bobcats. Brought to you by Meng Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor as well. Meng Insurance serves the insurance needs of the Tri-County community and have been doing that for over 100 years. They're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. And NBT Bank, our Outstanding Offense Award sponsor. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day, and they're proud to support local athletes. NBT Bank, serving the community for more than 150 years. So between the two sponsors, over 250 years easily of activities local, business local, and support of our kids local. Well, what can you say? It was a game in the first quarter and most of the second quarter, and then the final 3.5 to 4 minutes, it went from a 14-10 game that was anybody's really to take over into a 24-11 Harpersville lead, and they never really looked back. BG scored the first points of the third quarter, got it to 11, and that's as close as they would come for the rest of the game. Third quarter, very strong for Miranda Drummond. She scored 11, half of her points in that third quarter. And it was a total team effort for Harpersville once again. You know, last year it was, I said I wasn't going to say it during the game. It's now over. It's now the game is over. It was Hannah Kimmel would get her 30 to 35, possibly 40, would get those points. And then who else would make up the other 25 to 30 points? Usually Miranda Drummond would get 10, 12, 15. And then, you know, fill in here, fill in there. Well, it's a different ball game this year, or a different team makeup. A lot of the same players, but Miranda Drummond is now the go-to girl, and she's not taking all the shots. She's able to hit. She had 3 or 4 assists tonight, and as evidenced by who scored. Savannah Murray hit 12 points tonight. Marcy Ritter, a basket for 2. Amanda Frere, 2 baskets, 2 for 6 from the line, 6 points. Emily McElwain had a really red-hot second quarter, 2 free throws, 2 jumpers right in a row. 6 points in about a minute and a half span. She finished with 8. Esperanza Gutierrez, the junior, making a basket at the end for 2. Kaylee Livermore with 2 for 4 from the line, 2 points. Tatiana Sosnowski with 4 points, also 2 for 2 from the line, right as the first half ended, and nobody else was standing near her. That's not easy to do. And Miranda Drummond, 8 two-pointers, 1 of 2 3-pointers for Harpersville, 3 for 3 from the line, 22. I dare say she had 14 to 15 rebounds easily in the ball game, and maybe 5 or 6 of those are offensive rebounds at least. So 58 points, 12 of 19 free throw shooting, pretty good. And 2 3-pointers, as we said, 1 by Murray, 1 by Drummond. For Bainbridge-Guilford, the offense just was not there. Randy Conway and Shania Vandermark, always usually their leading scorers, led them again, but not with much. 8 points apiece. And 0 for 7 at the line between the two. Just not their night tonight. Gia Cuomo off the bench had 2 baskets for 4. Abby Smith, the sophomore starter, had 2 baskets in the third quarter, finished with those 4. Morgan Bullis, a freshman starter, 1 for 4 from the line for 1 point. Also Alyssa Rivera, 1 for 2 from the line, 1 point. Amber DeGroat, a starter, had a basket, missed a free throw, 2 points. And Micah Hopkins hit a late basket just inside the line, finished with 2 points. 14 two-pointers and 2 for 14 from the foul line, finishing with 30 points. So that does it from Harpersville. That's about all we haven't given the awards. NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight, no question about it. Miranda Drummond, 22 points, a ton of rebounds offensively and defensively, controlled the game, would go coast-to-coast for layups if she had the opening. Couple of assists in there as well. Strong effort for Miranda Drummond, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. The Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner, a little bit tougher to decide on, but we are going with Amanda Frere, number 5. And again, no stats really to back it up. I just kind of go by feel. But Amanda was in there not really looking to score. She had a decent night with 6. Not a really top scorer, but good support player, and was in there defensively, breaking up shots and doing a nice job. And she only had one foul in the game, but still was very, very aggressive. Did a nice job there, as did all the Hornets tonight. A real team effort, and this team, despite many of the same players, is a different tempo, different kind of characteristic. These girls could make a challenge for that MAC championship for a fourth straight year. It'll be interesting to see how deep they can go, and we certainly are going to want to be a part of that. And the Bainbridge Gopher Lady Bobcats, they'll come back. Now, they have another big challenge Friday night. They will play at Unitego. That's going to be a good back-to-back challenge for Bob Conway's team. They're going to have to regroup very quickly. They get one practice, and they're right back at it at Unitego. And speaking of Thursday, the one day of practice they will have, I'll be back at Unitego, or I'll be at Unitego first game of the season. It's going to be the BG Boys taking on the Unitego Boys. Unitego, right now the open favorite to win in the MAC, or at least be major contenders. So BG right on the bubble there. Could be a 5-team, could be a 4-team, could even be higher than that. Depends on how well their team is meshing under new coach and athletic director Greg Warren. I've seen some good things numbers-wise in the paper. Haven't seen them play specifically, but you know, they go up to Unitego. It's always going to be a spirited game, no question about that, between longtime rivals. Bainbridge Guilford, a merged school. Unitego, a merged school. How about that? And I'll be there too. What the heck? I'll be back behind the Unitego bench, way up on the top, doing that game live tomorrow night. We thank Joe Gardner back at the station, and a reminder that besides tomorrow night's ball game with Chambers and O'Hara at 7 o'clock and the tip-off at around 7:15, you can catch games on the archives. This game will be archived as well tomorrow night's and all the rest of them and all the ones from last year. They are online at WCDOradio.com. Click on the Sports tab and then look for Sports on Demand. Of course, last year we had what? We had 1,000-point scorer or 2,000-point scorer. We had the top scorer for Hannah Kimmel in Broome County. We had the top scorer in the Section 4 history, male or female, and all the different accolades. And we had some really high, and Dylan Umber from Sydney scored his 1,000th point in the Grattan game. So we had other little highlights on the archives that Joe Gardner put together. So it's not always the game itself. Sometimes it's major highlights. And the highlight tonight for Harpersville, they were led by Miranda Drummond's 22 points. Hornets go to 2-0, and it'll be interesting to see when the power comes back on in Windsor how that game is going to turn out. I can't believe it. I've seen one game. Oh, I just got to say this, all right? I know I ramble on. I just got to say it. Coach Ehrensbach told me that in 24 years he had never seen a game delayed by a power outage. I haven't either. However, in 1989, I think it was 89 or 90, when it was the old Susquehanna League, Whitney Point playing Oxford in the championship at the old Norwich Gymnasium. Somebody turned on the propane tank in the chemistry room, and the smell wafted through. The girls' game got over okay. The boys' game started, and everybody started to feel faint late in the first quarter. They suspended the game and started it over three or four nights later. That was the only game I've ever seen delayed in that respect. But Harpersville and Windsor had a power outage to ruin their ball game. So those are rare things, but they do happen. It's what's made the characteristic of local sports what it's been, and I've been happy to be part of it. All right, for WCDL Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. One more time, how about the final score? Yep, Harpersville 58 and Bainbridge Guilford 30. Harpersville goes to 2-0, 1-0 in the MAC. BG is 0-1 in the MAC and 1-2 overall, but they'll be back, I'm sure of it. For WCDL Radio Sports, have a good night. I'm Greg Davey.